Nolte, Brian Stelter hides ABC's Jeffrey Epstein scandal from CNN viewers. By John Nolte on November 11, 2019. CNN's so-called media reporter Brian Stelter hid ABC's Jeffrey Epstein scandal from CNN viewers. There's just no question that the Project Veritas video with Amy Robach laying out how she had nailed down the Jeffrey Epstein story all the way back in 2015, only to have ABC News quash it, is one of the biggest media stories of the last 20 years. Just like NBC News covering up for Harvey Weinstein, here you have ABC News covering up for a rapist and sex trafficker, and almost certainly doing so as a means to protect Hillary Clinton's doomed 2016 presidential campaign. Robach says right in the video that she had the goods on Bill Clinton. Then there is also the little matter of how compromised ABC News star George Stephanopoulos is in all of this, not only with his close and ongoing association with the Clintons, but his association with Epstein. If that wasn't a big enough media story, you had ABC's ludicrous denial, Robach's even more ludicrous denial, and the appalling and Orwellian hunt for the whistleblower who leaked the video. And if that wasn't big enough, some poor woman who claims she was not the leaker was fired by CBS for leaking the ABC video. Talk about collusion, talk about destroying whistleblowers, talk about injustice. Two powerful media corporations colluded to fire a whistleblower who credibly claims she was not the whistleblower, and Brian Stelter ignored all of it. Stelter's show is called Reliable Sources, and promises viewers that its purpose is to examine the media world, telling the story behind the story. But that is not the case at all, and we all knew that before this weekend, which is why the far-left Stelter's ratings, like the rest of far-left CNN, are in freefall. Even for Stelter, though, ignoring this story is just beyond the beyond. Shameless cover-ups are nothing new with Zucker's puppet, but this one is going to be remembered, will be defining. What did Stelter talk about this Sunday? Well, he brought on tired old PBS lefty Bill Moyers to scream about how Trump is killing democracy and must be impeached. He brought on lefty Anthony Scaramucci to talk about how Trump is killing democracy and must be impeached. He brought on a panel of lefties, including al-Baghdadi fanboy Max Boot, to talk about how Sean Hannity and Trump are killing democracy and must be impeached. Last week this idiot went on and on about how Trump's misspellings were a threat to democracy and he must be impeached. In other words, it was just another tired and predictable hour of CNN screaming about how Trump is a threat to democracy and must be impeached. There is no way to spin the sins of ABC and CBS News. There is no way to make it sound okay or ethical. Because if there was a way, Stelter would have spun it. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.